So yesterday we began discussing the personality of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, which we noted is highly appropriate for this time of year, given the fact that, of course, he's associated with shepherding the Jewish people through Chorban Beis HaMikdash, Bayis Sheni. So the Mishnah says the following: Chamisha Tamidim Hayu Lo Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Ve'eluhen, Rabbi Lazar ben Hurkanis, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, Rabbi Yossi HaKohen, Rabbi Shimon ben Nisano, Rabbi Lazar ben Arach. So it says that there are these five very special Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. It doesn't mean that he only taught Torah to five people. He gets a turn, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. He was the Rebbe of all of Klal Yisrael. But as we stated at the very beginning of our Limud of Avos, you know, when we were doing it between Pesach and Shavuos, that Moshe Kibal Torah Misinai Umisara Yoshua, that there's a difference between, you know, just teaching somebody who happens to show up in a shir one day and somebody being what we call Talmud Muvak, somebody who really stands out. So again, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai taught many thousands of students, but these five really were the ones who were the closest to him. Hu haya mona shivacham, and he would say that which was unique, that which was distinct about all of them. So before we get into the details of what was distinct, right, it tells you something about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai as a person and as a Rebbe, that he appreciated that his Talmidim weren't of the same mold, and they had different things that really did make them unique and make them special, and he appreciated that, and he tried to celebrate that, which is, of course, a lesson for all teachers and a lesson for all parents. So you'd say, Elazar ben Horkanis bor su'd shenam abe tipa. He had a remarkable retention, like a cistern that doesn't lose a drop of water. Of course, Torah is compared to water. Yeshua ben Chananya ashrei yuladito, which has two meanings. The Rambam focuses on the fact that he was a real big mensch, and you know, somebody's a mensch, who does it bring nachas to? Their parents, especially their mother. So ashrei yuladito. The Bartanura points out, based on the Medrash, that Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya became who he was because of his mother, that when his mother became pregnant, she went to various chachamim and said, you know, pray for this child, that this child should grow up the right way. And as soon as he was born, she used to take his stroller around, this is literally what the Medrash says, and she would park it outside of shul and outside of the base Medrash so that he should pick up Torah by osmosis. That's why we have the stroller park right over there. You know, we're looking for the next Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Okay, Yossi HaKohen is a chassid. So a chassid, again, we always associate with going further than is required. The Rambam talks about the difference between a chacham, who does, you know, exactly the right thing, which is important, and halavai, we should also all be chachamim, but a chassid is somebody who goes lifnim mishuras hadin, somebody who goes even further. Rabbi Shimon ben Nisanel Yirei Chet is somebody who, again, had a great fear of sin. And the Bartanura points out that just like the Ramban speaks in the context of Kedoshim Tiyu, Kadesh Atzmecha B'Mutar L'cha, that even things that are technically permissible not to do so as to reach higher levels of personal sanctity, he thinks that was what was going on with Shimon ben Nisanel. To say somebody fears sin doesn't seem like the equivalent of the other items on this list. But if it means that a person would take things that were technically permissible, but he would abstain from them because, you know, he felt that, you know, they were encroaching on something that may not be technically prohibited, but, you know, not desirable, that was Rabbi Shimon ben Nisanel. And finally, Elazar ben Arach, who we'll discuss tomorrow, he was Kemayan Hamizgaber, like a dynamic, a ma'ayan is literally a flowing stream as opposed to a mikvah. Talk about his holding water. So we'll compare Elazar ben Hurkanis and Elazar ben Arach tomorrow. Elazar ben Arach was associated with dynamism, with, you know, again, we have Parah Aduma this week, so that requires, again, a ma'ayan, Mayim Chaim El Kelly. So we'll see in which way he was really the dynamic force and what this alludes to, perhaps, in terms of his own biography, but the contrast is clearly with Elazar ben Hurkanis, who was a cistern who retained all the water. There, the Milo was not losing anything. Elazar ben Arach was somebody who was generative, who was creative, who was dynamic, and we'll get much more into that tomorrow morning. Rabbi Chananel ben